On Saturday, September 7th, the Queens Gaels will host the York Lions at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Last year, Queens walked into York Stadium and left with a resounding, historic victory. But this is not the same program we saw 1 year ago. A new era is dawning at York University. A new coach, new players, and new culture has restored the roar. A team that once fought just to survive is once again playing with pride. Now the Lions will look to even the score. Can York record their first ever victory against the Gaels? Or will Queens continue their royal rule over the Lions? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca to catch all the bone-crunching action. 2:45 pregame show, 3 p.m. kickoff. We hope to see you there.
Hi everyone, it's 3 p.m. and you're listening to Sad Song Central on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Today I have a playlist about dreaming, which I've kind of done before here. I think last year I did songs about dreams and or it was just dreamy songs, so there was songs about dreaming and other stuff. But I feel like this playlist is more about like sleeping and dreaming while you sleep. Last night I had a dream where I was in high school again, and then all the teachers like simultaneously took out trumpets and started like trumpeting together at the same time, but it was like in a creepy way. Like I was like scared. I don't know. I think it's funny. I saw something a long time ago about how like there's some sort of chemical or like area of your brain that dreams happen that makes you think that dreams are so, like, your dreams are so important. So that's why, like, when I start telling people dreams, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but when you start telling someone about your dreams, you're talking about it, and then all of a sudden you're like, this is nonsensical. Like, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but it, like, felt like it meant something. So, yeah, this first song is going to be Crank by Catherine Wheel. And then after that, I'm going to get that Phoebe Bridgers in. It's going to be Funeral by Phoebe Bridgers. Okay, this is Crank by Catherine Wheel.
Love was I'm singing at a funeral tomorrow for a kid a year older than me. And I've been talking to his dad. It makes me so sad when I think too much about it. I can't breathe. And I have this dream where I'm screaming underwater while my friends are waving from the shore. Jesus Christ, I'm so blue.
place the roses on the grave. Good night, baby. Baby, good night. Good night, brother. Wash the blood from the hands. Toss the gloves in garbage cans. Good night, brother. Brother, good night. Good night, brother. Brother, good night. Good night, mama. Hide the axe in the shed. Tuck the body into bed. Good night, mama. Mama, good night. Good night, papa. The skin, keep the bones, sit him there upon his throne. Good night, Papa. Papa, good night. Good night, Papa. Papa, good night.
That was Goodnight Baby by Mac DeMarco, and before that it was Her Garden by Pax. Yeah, coming up, this next song is going to be a new one from Howdy. I've been waiting for Howdy to drop some new music for so long, because I discovered them like kind of right after their album True Love came out. So yeah, I've been waiting. I've also been waiting for them to tour like in Canada, because I think they're so cool. So this is from their new album, Make Ya Proud. And it's called Meant by Howdy. And then after that, I'm going to play Dreams Tonight by Always. Okay, this is Meant by Howdy.
Hair but lighter when the hot days are longer. just the silence of a moment. It's always hard to tell. Down in the way, they cut it open and they sold it. It's always hard to tell. You may risk it all, you'd risk it all for the memory. But it's living under your skin. Love's the key to the things that we see. And don't mind chasing. Leave the light on in the yard for me.
Was Lost in the Dream by The War on Drugs, and before that it was Dreams Tonight by Always. And this is Sad Song Central, guys. My name is Emily, and I guess I'm obsessed with sad songs. These days I'm just playing whatever. So yeah, this week it's all about dreams. Okay, this next song I'm going to play is Starlings by Dizzy. This one's an interesting one because it's kind of one of those vibes where there's like two songs in one. So there's like the main song, and then like for the last 2 minutes of this song, it's kind of a different one. It like deconstructs and it sounds like almost like it was a different song. But I really like that because I feel like the song is about dreaming and stuff. And then my guess would be like, the last part is kind of, because it kind of goes like, woo, and then takes you into a different vibe. I think that it's kind of like the last part is kind of the song. It like represents the dream, a dream or something. I don't know. Obviously, I don't know Dizzy like that, but that's my guess. And then after that, I'm going to play Shackled 2 by Wedding. Okay, this is Starlings by Dizzy.
Thank you.
little starlings dropping like flies. Wish I pick on someone my own size. It's just the way that I was raised to scream and shout. I'm always rooting for the bad guy. Took the shotguns out of the house. I know I'm freaking you out, but I'm pushing it down. I don't wanna fall asleep. I'm too busy dreaming about you. And you won't hold me when I'm weak. I know I'm too much to hold on to. So let it die.
Sure.
That was Heavy Water / I'd Rather Be Sleeping by Grouper. And before that, it was Shackled 2 by Wedding. Yeah, I think it's safe to say I'm a Grouper fan these days. I don't know. What do you guys do, like, before you decide you're a fan of someone? And I don't know, maybe I'm using, like, the word fan, like, it doesn't have to be so specific, like, but I feel like before I start, like, going around saying that I like an artist, I, like, usually commit to, like, listening to a few of their albums, at least, like, front to back. And, yeah, at this point, I've listened to a lot of Grouper, and I've been saving this one for a long time because I heard it, I think I heard it for the first time, like, in September, and I really liked it, and I wanted to put it in a playlist about sleeping or something like that. So, yeah, I've been sitting on this one. Okay, this next song is going to be Dreams by Dracula Teeth, and then after that, it will be Sad Dream by Sky Ferreira. Yeah, these last ones are, like, very on brand for, or on theme. So, yeah. This is Dreams by Dracula Teeth.
Parts of me remind me of you.
drove away. I listened to the stereo play. I live by my own laws. Stick to my guns. Hold my head up to the midnight sun. Hope the guilt will dim and fade. A fire baptism engulfs my shame.
about me.
That was Ziploc by Lit, and before that it was Sad Dream by Sky Ferreira. Yeah, kind of went from like a song about like a sad dream song to a song about bad dreams. Ziploc is a funny one. This is like one of the first songs that my dad would play that me and my sister learned the lyrics to. So as kids, we were like singing in the back of the car, like, put it in a Ziploc bag. So yeah, this is a very formative song for me. And Lit is super cool. I feel like this accent that they have is like people are like it went away for a while and maybe it was replaced by like a little bit by like cursive singing. No hate to Noah Kahan, but like he do be singing in cursive. And I feel like this accent, like the bratty, like before you're better off without me, is like coming back. Like internet artists are making music like that. Like this also makes me think of Blink-182. Like I don't know all their songs, you know, that one song I Miss You where they're like, where are you? And it's like, do you like who talks like that? But like low key, I do like listening to music like that. So I don't know. Yeah, it makes me think of that. And yeah, the people making music like that now, it kind of makes me think of like Landon Barker, maybe Travis Barker's son, and like Jake Weber, and Johnny, his friend. Those guys make music. And also, I don't know if this is like kind of niche. I don't even remember his name because honestly, I'm not the hugest fan of him, but like it's this guy and he's the husband of this girl, Dani Cimarelli. And she was like the youngest sister in the Cimarelli like sisters band called Cimarelli because that's her last name. And then she married this guy and he made music. And he kind of has that accent too. So yeah, makes me think of that. Which honestly, I'm down for that accent to come back. Because, you know, I do understand, like, people say, I've heard people say, like, it's cringe to sit for people to sing, like, not the way they talk. But also, nobody really sings the way they talk, you know? Or, is that just musical theater? Not even musical theater, but, like, nobody really sings like that. Because it's, like, it would sound weird and bad. It's the same way, like, people will, like, kind of have, like, American accents when they sing. Not that I think that British or... I'm thinking about like Peach, PRC. Oh, oops, I kicked something. Anyway, like Australian accent people with Australian accents will like sing with like American-ish sounding accents. Anyway, I don't think it's a bad thing to not sing the way that you talk. But sometimes cursive gets on my nerves, like Halsey vibes. It's just too much sometimes. So yeah, anyway, I got one last song. It is EB Dreams of Pavement, A Better Day by Broken Social Scene. So yeah, Canadian classic, indie classic. Okay, thanks guys, have a great day. This is EB Dreams of Pavement, A Better Day by Broken Social Scene.